Let's give a big round of applause to the real life lovers, everybody.
Thank you, Oz, our producer, and
incredible hype man.
Hey, no problem. I wore people up.
Yes.
Yeah.
Woo! He's got a strep throat and he's ready to fight.
Yes.
That's right. You can talk to the show.
Hi.
Well, good evening.
I prefer genital warts to strep throat if I had to choose.
Really?
I think so. I would, if I was going to have sex with someone, I'd prefer that they had genital warts than strep throat. Just don't like strep throat. We don't need to start chawing that note.
Are you having sex with their mouth?
I mean, it depends on the situation. Not if they've got strep throat or not.
I just read a statistic that basically everybody in America has HPV.
Yeah, it's...
AKA genital warts. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, that's pretty low.
Yeah, and there's only one sick bastard in the house tonight with strep throat, so...
Well, you could walk away with strep throat tonight, guys.
Haas is like, I have HPV too, so...
Oh, yes.
Thank you. Do.
Well, we want to thank everyone for coming out tonight, despite all the diseases.
Yeah.
We are Ménage à Trois. We do a weekly podcast.
We do.
On UCB Comedy every Wednesday.
That's true. You can jazz off to more of that at ménageàtroisradio.com.
Please do.
Tonight, after the show.
But tonight, what we're going to do is we're going to do one live in front of you. We've got a very handsome gentleman with us this evening.
Oh, do we ever. You know this comedic actor, creator, and party boy. You've watched him on the boob tube in Master of None, Difficult People, Vinyl, and The Detour.
You've seen him grace this very stage improvising with the law firm and co-hosting the monthly show, A Big Dumb Thing.
Please moisten those drawers for Mr. James Dwyer.
James Dwyer.
Thank you for having me.
There he is.
I'm here. I'm right here. Oh, my voice just cracked.
Well, you're 13.
It's time for puberty, young man.
Yeah. I mean, at some point in your life, you do got to do puberty.
Yeah.
And I held off for too long.
I don't know if you were listening backstage.
What's
but
that? I was listening.
What do you think, HPV versus strep throat?
I don't know. Maybe I agree with Murph a little bit here because I think strep throat's really bad. I was talking to Haas earlier. I said, I every year think I have strep throat, but it just turns out I have the same post-nasal drip I always have.
Right.
Post-nasal drip, that's when you get allergies real bad in the seasonal times, and it drips down the back of your throat. It's basically like a slow, it's like a leaky faucet happening down your throat. It's fucking hot. And then I go to the doctor inevitably always, and they're like, you don't have strep throat, shut up, go away.
You have HPV.
You got genital warts in your throat.
Yeah. Yeah.
I feel like I'm in the minority on stage because I'm a strep throat man.
Yeah.
I'm going to go strep throat over HPV. I'll tell you what. A few strains of HPV can cause cervical cancer.
I mean, you know what? These are real reasons to not be pro-HPV for sure.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm a little clear. You know what? I'm going to say it. I'm not pro-HPV.
All right.
Nope.
And I know a lot of people are out there saying I am.
It's controversial.
The rumors are a-flying.
Yeah. People are saying I'm big-time pro-HPV.
Yeah. I've seen you picketing.
Yeah. I picket at the anti-HPV protest. I'm a counter-protester.
Mm-hmm.
It's usually me and my friend. Yeah.
You're hired.
Yeah. You know I'm fucking hired. Yeah. I only protest when I make money off it. I've been paid by George Soros. I've also been paid by Paul Manafort.
Ooh.
This is not true.
I saw a video of you dancing up to a riot policeman with a Pepsi. It was very moving.
Yes. It was pulled.
Yeah, it was pulled.
Yeah. It's that pro-HPV.
Yeah. A lot of people don't know that Pepsi ad is actually pro-HPV.
Yep.
Yeah. James, I didn't understand why you were at a veteran's funeral.
What's that?
I didn't understand why you were at a veteran's funeral.
Yeah.
What is happening?
Wine and dine our guests here, do we not?
We do. And James Dwyer asked for a whiskey ginger ale.
Because I don't drink things that aren't sweet.
It's a perfect drink. I'm very happy with this selection.
Oh, yes.
This is the point in the evening where we like to chat with you, loosen you up.
Oh, cool. I'm pretty loose.
I recently saw that you were in Mexico for one day. What was going on there?
So I host a show once a month with Jackie Jennings, very hilarious woman. I was in Mexico for one day because me and Jackie Jennings, we host a show, Big Dumb Thing, every month. We generally, we come up with an idea for a show that's way too much work to be worth it for just one show, mm-hmm. and then we never do it again because we hate ourselves.
Punishment.
Yeah, we need punishment because we've been bad. I don't know, we just think it's funny to hurt ourselves in this way. We decided a fun idea would be to do a thing that we call From One Guy to Another. And what we did was we went to the Guy Fieri restaurant in Times Square. We got in a cab, went to JFK Airport, got on a plane to Cancun.
Jesus.
And then went to the Guy Fieri restaurant in the Cancun Airport and came home. It was bad for us.
Yeah.
Really, how was the food?
I was just going to say, if you're
in all realness,
which in was the better?
Felt bad. We did not go to like ride the fucking 2-year-old New York Times wave or whatever the fuck that was, right? We basically went, we were like, oh, it'd be fun to do 2 Guy Fieri restaurants in 2 different countries in one day.
Of course.
Fun. Okay, anyway, but point being, the food really was very bad.
Yeah.
And I had, well, I also made sure to order the food that I thought was very Guy Fieri. Like we got Vegas fries at the first place. Vegas fries are called French fries, but they're more like Andy Capp's hot fries, if you've ever had those.
Oh.
Because they arrive, they're cooked somehow, but they have the consistency of something that has never had potato on the inside.
Yes, something that has a shelf life of 20 years.
Uh-huh, yeah. You bite into it and you lose 5 teeth. and it's covered in hot sauce. No donkey sauce on the Vegas fries.
No.
That was really bad. And we paid money for that. And then I had a thing called, it was a bacon mac and cheeseburger. And so it was a...
In theory,
It was a burger that had a big fat pile of mac and cheese on it. I mean, I'm talking a fucking, like, 3 loads of mac and cheese. Yeah.
Did you finish it?
I had a few bites, and then I took a shit 5 minutes later. Mm-hmm. And this is just New York.
That's Times Square.
Then we get to Cancun. And we decided... So here's the thing. We were, like, gonna originally do it where it's like, we go eat at Times Square... Then we get to Cancun Airport, and we don't leave the airport. We go home. I don't know, because that's fun for us. But we couldn't do that, because realistically, so the Times Square restaurant opens at 11:30 in the morning. Guys,
time for that double.
So we're the only people in the restaurant at 11:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
And I drank a Moscow Mule while I was there, too, at 11:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
Choose that.
You better be self-medicating if you're doing 2 Guy Fieri.
Yeah, I fucking, you got it. It's important. But
absolutely.
We couldn't tether it together where we get home in the same day because there were no flights that late.
Right.
It's a 4-hour flight to Cancun. Fuck.
Should have bladed.
What's that?
Blade, you order a helicopter. They would have taken you right from roof to roof.
You're right. We should have bladed.
Yeah.
We didn't blade and we're fucking idiots. I don't know, man. It was tough.
When does that video drop?
What video? There is no video.
Really?
My
bad.
We literally just Facebook Live the whole thing.
Oh, nice.
And we got one Mashable article out of it. It feels right that nothing came of it.
Well, that's commitment to craft, though.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, you're right. Actually, it's a good thing. Yeah. It's good, actually, and I'm really glad. And it was all fully expensed on our own dime.
Right.
Oh my God, is the right response.
You're homeless now, right?
Yeah, actually, I'm homeless, but also it was worth it.
Yeah, for sure.
No, but I just want to finish the Cancun Airport restaurant better.
That's what I was gonna say.
It was better. You know, they make this fresh ass guac.
Yeah.
They make this fresh ass guac.
Yeah.
They come up to the table, they do it right in front of you, and they say, "What do you want in it?" And so, for instance, I'm one of those garbage ass people that can't eat cilantro. That's my truth.
Yeah. Yeah.
It tastes like dirt and soap.
Yeah.
So I can't. It just, and I feel bad. I bear with it. I eat that guac anyway.
So strong.
I am strong, and thank you. I am trying to live strong.
But you're about to choose.
No cilantro, best guac I ever damn have. We choiced it. And
you choiced out.
I know. Mm-hmm. The Cancun Airport restaurant, which is in an airport and looks like it's in an airport, is better than the Thai Square restaurant.
That is not that surprising, though, in a sense.
They have
way.
A beer garden at the airport outside.
That's great.
That's cool.
Can you smoke there?
I don't know, because you had to pay admittance to the beer garden, so we didn't actually do the beer garden.
You were out of flush out of cash after that.
But the theme of the place across the street was sexy cows.
Wow.
Not a joke. There's a giant statue of a sexy cow in front of this place. Like fucking hot ass udders. Yeah. Udders for days.
Was the udder like a big swollen titty?
The udder was like a big swollen titty with four nipples. Yeah.
Yeah.
So like a cow.
I guess you could say it's just a normal cow, but to me it was a hot ass cow.
It would be funny if that weren't the theme, it was just cows, and yeah. You were like, what's with all the sexy cows?
I don't know, maybe it's a thing. Also, in Cancun, this is all I know about Cancun, the official mascot of actual Cancun is Jim Carrey's The Mask. And I'm not fucking kidding around. Every single club you go to in Cancun, there is a man who is paid to look like The Mask. And I know this sounds fake as hell. Well, it is so fucking deeply real. I still am trying to come to terms with it.
Better than Jamie Kennedy's The Mask, I'll say that.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
But this dude, it was like fucking 90 degrees, and there's a dude wearing, like, it's that one scene in The Mask where he's dressed like a mariachi guy, but he's wearing a full, like, full head version of Jim Carrey's The Mask where it covers the back of your neck and all that shit. And he goes around the club and like takes photos of people, and it's the most terrifying shit because it's also not like that full head mask where it's like you can see the real eyes and the skin beneath it.
Oh, yeah. Man, you don't want to see it in the soul.
It's a fucking dead ass face.
How are those teeth?
Those teeth they're no good. You know it. You know those teeth are no good.
I remember James Carrey's
got those big fat choppers.
Yeah, those choppers.
No, everybody there's got like one dead tooth right in the middle.
I think that's really good job for like a burn victim though.
It is.
Yeah, you know what? Yeah, you're right.
They're like, I have eyes.
Yeah.
I need a job.
Yeah. That's fair.
I mean, that just transcends culture for me.
It's time we transcend culture.
So, James, are you currently single, looking to mingle?
Yeah.
So confident.
I mean, I don't know.
We just always ask that.
Yeah, I'm dating.
You're out there, you're mingling.
I'm mingling. Cool.
Did you meet any ladies in Mexico?
No, because I was in Mexico for too short of a time.
Right.
But yeah, well,
you got your cow.
What's that?
You said you got your cow.
Catch my what?
Your cow.
Oh, I got my cow.
Yeah,
I got a lot of fat fucking pictures of that cow. Yeah, that's gonna tide me over for a while. I got my fucking, my udder spank bank.
Oh, yes.
We all do.
Dude, milk makes me fucking horny.
Anybody, any adults drinking milk anymore?
Yeah, what do you, do we, any milk drinkers in the audience?
We just talked about this.
Oh, we got a couple.
Wait, we have admitted milk drinkers who are adults in the audience?
I appreciate that.
Wow. Do we appreciate that, or do we need to shame?
I appreciate the honesty.
Okay, you know, I appreciate the honesty. Okay, somewhat shame.
Just like a whole glass of
chocolate?
Chocolate,
you a fucking milk freak. That's nuts.
Really?
That is nuts. I've never met an adult so proud. Good for you, first of all. But also, like, what?
Chocolate milk makes total sense to me, though.
That's like ice cream or cheese. Like, once you add another element, it's not as creepy. When it's just a big glass of milk, it's like...
You go straight.
You're still sucking it down.
Whole milk?
Yeah. We talking whole? We talking whole over here?
Yeah. Whole milk?
Well, yeah. I mean,
raise your hand.
Don't you dare skip.
We got one.
You're a whole milk head? Oh, hell yeah.
I appreciate your honesty.
Where are my 2%ers at?
No.
Honestly, 2%, go home. No. It's whole or nothing.
It is, yeah.
It's honestly, it should be a big fat glass of half and half.
Yes.
I'm talking pints of half and half. What's up?
I love Hans 2%, it feels like just an idiot at like Occupy Wall Street.
2%?
2%? No.
Stand tall.
Yeah.
We're gonna get killed.
Help. Okay.
That's a big callback to Occupy.
Yeah. Speaking of callbacks, what do you guys say we slip on over to Sexy Science?
Oh, yes. What do we do here, lover?
Well,
was the best reaction that sound cue has ever received. I appreciate that.
Thanks, guys.
Oz nailed it.
Well, we rip articles from the headlines.
We do. We try to discuss topical matters of the hearts and hearts.
We really do.
You know, topical things.
Yeah. Sexy, romantic issues.
This one was torn right from the Sun UK. You gotta read the Sun over in the UK.
No.
It's a glorious rag.
Nope.
The title of this is 50 Shades of Red. Kinky man gets penis stuck in bottle in bizarre 50 Shades of Grey inspired emergency.
Jam my DAC in there? One UK man did just that and lived to tell the dangerous tale.
Yep, cock in the bottle incident was shared by the London Fire Brigade to highlight the cost of erotic injuries to the fire service, which have gone up since the 50 Shades series dropped.
So basically, London's firemen have had to use bolt cutters to rescue 23 dudes with rings stuck on their dicks, over 100 people handcuffed to their beds, as well as freeing one man from a toaster and another from a vacuum cleaner since 50 Shades of Grey came out.
Where is the doctor-patient privilege in this? Or the doctor, or the fireman patient?
Well, they're just using stats, not names.
And also, why do they make such a big fat point of attributing it to 50 Shades of Grey?
Yeah.
It's like they have like a fucking agenda.
They do. It sounds like a plug.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, it's all just...
I mean, I saw the first one. I don't remember.
Was there a bottle fuck?
I don't think there was anyone fucking toast.
Well, that was the...
There wasn't...
I
far less erotica
one.
Than most cinemas. Yeah.
Wait, you never fucked a toaster?
Toaster? No.
No, too hot.
Too hot.
Too much electrical.
Yes.
When I think toaster,
too much electrical.
I don't know if you guys saw The Lobster, but there's a scene where John C. Reilly puts his hand into a toaster. Mm-hmm. That's all I could think. And I'm like, what are they doing with the toaster?
Well, they're paying the pleasure, but yeah, usually test things out with your finger. I remember
you always
waffle
test with the finger.
Burning me at an early age, and I was like, probably not going to go.
Yeah, I got burned on a super pretzel once. And I was like, I ain't going to fuck that. I don't fuck with super pretzels now.
No, as far as inanimate objects go, it's a crude fleshlight models at a young age, you know, a tube sock.
A tube sock with
a little Vaseline. But
wait, is that what you sandwich bag with a little Vass?
Sandwich bag with Vass inside of a tube sock and then between two couch cushions.
That's so many things.
Yep.
Whoa, fuck.
Hands free.
Hey, also you can heat stuff up in the microwave.
Well, I know that.
Oh yes, right.
Putting a toaster in the microwave?
No, you heat up the fuck toy.
That breaks
you know,
the fucking toaster.
Warm, the baggy or
I wish I did do that, but I never got into the microwave. I wish we were friends at that age.
One day you'd get into the microwave, dude.
We'd both be dead.
I'm saying one day you'd get into that microwave.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Just you know, some
Texas toast
setting. Yeah,
uh-huh.
Yeah, yeah.
Get that Texas toast in there, get a little jelly.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah, get that garlic butter.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just gonna get wild.
Yeah, what inanimate objects? Anyone else with inanimate objects?
As a woman, yes. But I feel like it's completely ridiculous to, like, anything that could, like, burn, singe, like, just no. Just always pick something.
Unless you're after it. That's where the 50 Shades thing
is. You put in your hands or your mouth is safe for your genitals, but you don't take stuff that isn't safe for the rest of your body.
Is that biological law? Anything in your hands or...
No, that's just common sense. I'm just saying, like, I'm not going to be like, I wouldn't touch that with my hands because it could cut my fingers off, but I'm going to fuck it?
Yeah.
Like, why is that the move?
Yeah, there's a disconnect.
Mm-hmm.
In your logic.
Yeah.
Or at least a trial and error phase where you use your parts that are a little less.
I'll just say, there's a part where you think your penis is invincible. There's a time where you think your dick's invincible.
That's true.
I thought you said a vegetable.
Yeah, there's a time when you think your dick is a real vegetable that's growing in the ground.
Like, I'll put it in the Cuisinart.
Yeah.
All phasers.
Yeah.
Every dick is a vegetable. I stand by that.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't want to get too dark with this article, but deeper into the article, there were parts where guys just sliced their dicks off doing stuff. Mm-hmm. Accidentally.
Right.
What's an example?
Like, a guy got his dick stuck in something and then was, like, trying to pry it out with a knife and slipped and, like...
Cut the whole dick?
Like
how do you go that deep? How do you go that deep?
Yeah. Again. Trial and error. Start with a A spoon? I don't know.
I mean, it's got to be soft edges first.
Yes.
You need that rounded edge.
You do.
You don't panic, because that's the panicking is death.
No.
You take
you come
a breath,
first
you get
to make it at least worthwhile.
That's
no,
the thing. If
get,
I'm not
finished.
You come or you don't pry it out.
Yes.
Well, you get the butter out. You get the butter out and you slowly work it off your dick.
You always, the first rule is always get the butter out.
Well, I think that's better than freaking out and cutting your dick off.
Yeah, that sounds like a big time.
I agree with that. Yeah, that's a panic move. You're right. Don't panic.
So, James, what's the weirdest thing you ever put your dick in?
I'm trying to think.
Or, like, do you ever get it stuck anywhere?
I don't get my dick stuck places very often.
Yeah, me neither.
I think mostly, I don't know if I put my dick in anywhere weird or so much as, like, where's the dumbest places I've jerked off? Or how many times have I jerked off at a young age to the point where I'm like, I've hurt myself.
Tanga egg, I had sex with, that's a banana, but that's a sex object.
What's that?
It's also a tanga, tanga egg, it's tanga sleeve. It's like
a,
the
a
Japanese
vagina.
Version of the flashlight.
Gotcha.
I worked at the Museum of Sex when I first moved to New York.
You guys been to the Museum of Sex? Murph used to work there.
I did.
Do you recognize?
I fucked 10 gags in the bathroom.
Really?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Absolutely.
He was literally.
I feel like
that's also furious because I was like, I fucking made this thing 20 years ago. I wish I. Shark Tank was around or something.
Yeah. Shark Tank was around. You'd be selling socks with fucking bags and Vaseline in it.
Absolutely. Not sitting on this stage chatting about Deckard. Jesus.
Mr. Wonderful's like, there's nothing proprietary about a warm plastic bag.
Yes.
With Vaseline.
Until I
realize
I
beg to differ.
Try it out, Mr. Wonderful.
Florida will pick it up.
I don't think I've fucked anything weird. I feel crazy, maybe, that I haven't. But
yeah,
I've been always
really
so afraid.
Funny. That's
no,
weird.
I think
that
that's,
yeah.
I think that's nice. I'm good. You should feel good about that.
I feel like, I mean, if it, something will come to mind.
You never had a stick stuck in anything. You never called to call the fire truck.
I never had to call the one fire truck to get my dick out.
Also, the fire department. Again, the decisions after. Forget
yeah.
even just testing the water.
They're like, don't bring the police. Right? Don't bring an ambulance. The fire department knows what's up.
Yes. They
yeah.
will bring an axe.
Yep.
And
they're
this
like,
knife isn't cutting it, so I need an axe.
And also, you know, those dudes have been there.
They have.
Yeah.
Yeah, firemen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've seen the count.
Police show up, they shoot your dick right off.
Yes.
Right.
Police
yeah.
don't take, yeah, there's no
yeah.
firemen.
Whereas firemen will get your dick out of a tree.
Yes.
Yeah, when your dick runs away and scurries up a tree,
mm-hmm.
firemen will be like, come back here.
Here,
little dick.
Here, little dick. Well, I think we've exhausted this.
I believe so. So yeah, 50 Shades of Grey. Great, great book, great movie. That was the point of that article, right?
Yeah.
Let's flip over to Listener Love, huh?
Listen, a mailbag.
So here, James, people email us and tweet us. Sometimes they ask us in person questions. They want advice. We're really bad at giving it.
I'm okay.
Yeah, Diana's decent. I'm horrendous. But we hope you can help us out then.
So, Haas, who do we have writing in today?
Our first question is from Michael in Hoboken, New Jersey, via our website, menageatoisradio.com. Mikey says, my girlfriend only eats cheese. She even eats string cheese in bed, and not by the string, by the big old bite. Isn't that, like, really unhealthy?
Sex question?
Yeah, wait,
yeah.
What? This is like a Dr. Oz question.
we'll let Dr. Oz in.
Well, I got a piece.
So, really, in my opinion, yeah, is there, what is it about biting off like a chunk? I haven't
well,
had
that's
a string cheese in a long time.
Don't judge how you eat it. Don't judge how you eat it. Peel it, that's what the commercial tells you to do because it wants you to take your time and enjoy your life.
That's aspirational, I was going to say.
But let's be real, you're going to bite hard in that
Who
cheese.
Has the time? I just put the whole thing in my mouth.
Of course.
Yeah, I melt it and I drink it. Yeah.
That's basically a milk drink.
You relate to that as milk.
That's the true whole milk.
Yeah, that's the true whole milk is just cheese that's hot and melted.
Yeah. No, I think stop judging what your lover is eating.
Yeah, but although in a real health way, what are you not saying in that question? What's going on? Is she having heart attacks every day?
Yeah,
because here's the thing: if you're having mini strokes all the time, yeah, maybe cut back on the cheese.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if your arteries are cement.
Can you imagine how just backed up she is from all the
She has been constipated for 9 years and nothing's come out.
Yeah.
That's good. You could die from that.
So yeah.
That's unhealthy.
You might be able to die from never shitting.
Yeah. I think so. I'm pretty sure.
No, I don't know. I think some people choose to store it up.
That's a Doc Oz.
I mean, if you choose to store it up, honestly, no judgment. That's your choice.
Absolutely. And I can't wait to see the day.
I want to see that one dump. You're going to dump out a full-size human. That is for sure.
Yep.
It'll be the size of human and it will talk if you wait 9 years. Anyway, that's my opinion on poop.
That's how you raise a turd.
I20Back says she shits out a sexy cow.
Ooh. Oh, damn, dude. Fuck yeah.
Was this from?
Yeah, I think
what
so.
What is the actual question?
Is eating a lot of cheese unhealthy?
Yeah, of course it is.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, it's definitely not good for you.
You're going to do it, bite it. Don't peel it.
Yeah. Give it a bite. Don't peel. You're wasting time.
You're not a child.
You're not a child. You know how to bite. You don't got to peel like it. Come on. This ain't a banana.
All right. Well, I think we helped.
Yes, we did.
Wow.
So our second question is from Anonymous in Santa Fe, New Mexico, via our Twitter, Appanage Radio. Anon asks, my twin sister is a lesbian, but she's scared to come out to my parents.
Oh.
I think they would be a little weird, but okay after some time to process. Is it messed up if I tell them?
Yeah, short answer, definitely messed
up.
Yeah,
sure.
It's not her place to tell, right?
If she pretends to be the twin, though.
Oh, that's a good point.
Okay.
Actually, that's smart of her.
Oh.
Actually, it's okay to out somebody if you impersonate them.
What am I talking about? It said Freaky Friday, but what's the like ultimate twin movie where they like, go home with the wrong parents from camp?
Twins. Oh, twins, Danny DeVito. Yes, and DeVito should not have outed Schwarzenegger.
It was fucked up. Could you believe
what I'm talking about?
Parent Trap.
Parent Trap.
Wow, yes. Parent Trap.
You could parent trap it. That's actually really interesting.
Yes.
It's fucked up to parent trap your twin.
It is
to out them.
I would say if
to bear the brunt,
if she wants to you jump on the grenade and then you know
yes.
But also if you I mean
there has
if your parents can't tell the difference for real between two children
or if you know how they tell the difference and you manipulate it right if it's like well you're the one that farts right
yes
and then so the other one throws the fart. Throw the fart.
Also, you guys brought up a really interesting point.
Thank you.
With the Danny DeVito and Schwarzenegger, is that if they're not identical, that's not even on the table.
Oh, did it say identical?
Then you're into a whole, you're
did it say?
Specify identical.
Oh, come on.
Now we're talking
about it's a twin sister, though.
Okay, get real. If it's fraternal, shut up.
Jeez. Yeah, I actually thought this was a guy writing this question in as well.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that says something about me, I think.
So you assume fraternal?
I did assume fraternal immediately.
Oh, I always assume identical when you say twin.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry, that's my bias and that's my truth.
I assume like a lump on your neck with like little pieces of spine that is your twin that you ate in utero.
Yes. Yes, it usually is.
We all have like that touchstone.
And we all have that one lump that is a twin we ate.
Yep.
Yeah, I have 5 teeth in my back.
Mine's in my sack.
Yours
mine's in my sack, yes.
Oh,
they say it's a varicocele is what the doctors say, but I know better.
No, you know better.
I know better. It's
come on, come shut up.
Danny DeVito down there. And let them come out on their own terms. If they're looking for a Freaky Friday or a parent trap, then
talk to them about it. If they want a Freaky Friday parent trap.
Yeah, not without their consent, though.
All right.
You don't push people out of closets in any way, shape, or form.
Mm-hmm.
Not even a literal closet. Don't push someone out of a closet.
Because you'd have to be behind them in the closet, and you know what I mean?
Yes.
I'm not gonna finish that thought. I don't know what that is.
I don't know the layout of the house, but
is it a big closet?
It's not specified. I think they were helped.
Yeah, I gotta know.
That was a long house.
Help.
That started with short answer no, and then went into way too long of a.
It should have been a short answer no. Move on.
Yep. But then we never would have thought of Danny DeVito in my ball bag.
All right, that's important.
All right, so our last question. Caitlin in Sarasota, Florida, emailed us at menagerradio@gmail. Kate wonders, I'm coming to NYC for the Del Close Marathon this summer.
Oh, shit.
Wondering if I'll need a lot of condoms, because I'll be fucking so much. It says it the same.
What's her name again?
Caitlin. Sarasota, Florida.
Caitlin. I'll be real, it could happen, but also you gotta be open to it. And also, Caitlin, I don't know what your current sex life situation is. Like, are you free and wild?
Yes.
Are you ready to get free and wild?
Yes.
If you are.
I feel like a woman could come to DCM and have sex a lot.
Yeah.
I can't speak to the caliber of sex, but like.
No, it'll be like probably. Yeah,
sloppy. It's a big drunken party.
Yeah. Dude crying at the end.
Yeah. If it's anything like the bitch shows, it'll be messy.
Yeah, it'll be a lot of people. It'll be fucking.
But it's a concentrated amount of people. It's all late night stuff.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Also Pride Week.
Keep your shoes on.
Yes.
Yeah, keep your shoes on, please.
Who cares about bringing condoms? Keep your shoes on.
Yeah. Caitlin, I think, if you're down to fuck, you'll probably have a good time.
Yep.
But also, like, there's a good chance that that dude passes out from heat exhaustion. Right at the beginning.
Yes.
That's a good point. There's going to be a lot of opportunities, but I don't know how much follow-up.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot of people on Molly, and they're all like, my dick's not working.
Yes. Yes.
But my mind is alive.
My mind is alive, but I want to just keep talking and hugging you.
No comments.
Yeah, actually, Molly's good.
MDMA hugs.
Yeah. Oh, God, I love good MDMA.
Oh, the MDMA hug.
Yeah. Don't bring any condoms. Don't bring it, Curtis, because honestly, there's no chance that a hard penis is getting in there. Nope. It's going to be...
Softy Central.
It's going to be soft serve all weekend.
Yeah. Yes.
16 handle.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Mr. Softy's going to be fucking running train on no one.
Oh, Mr. Softy.
So, be ready to make out. Be ready to be naked in bed with people and... for nothing to happen. Mm-hmm. So you're gonna have a great time, Caitlin.
So something to look forward to.
Yeah. Thank you, Caitlin. Haas, do we have anyone else?
No.
All right,
so now we can slip on over to six sections and ask
our guest, yes. James Wire, we have some questions for you.
Please.
These are rapid fire.
Oh, is this the hot seat situation?
This is a hot seat.
Budweiser?
Heat it up. This is the Budweiser hot seat.
He is pan.
Mm-hmm. All right, so all you have to do is answer as quickly as you can. You ready?
Okay.
The hot seat.
I was waiting for something like that. Yeah, there it is.
All right, starting...
hot.
Now.
If you were to make love to a piece of furniture, what would you choose?
Ottoman.
What is your number one celebrity crush?
What's her face? The one who's under the skin? Why, of all the movies, why did I listen to
Scarlett Johansson?
Scarlett Johansson.
These gentlemen have been helping us along throughout the entire show.
Thank you.
I think there is one woman in the audience, by the way. Just wanted to say it. Rapid fire.
Are you looking into the dark and counting every movie?
Yeah, I stare into the audience. I like to look into the dark and see the eyes.
Rapid fire.
Rapid fire.
Would you rather have a mediocre orgasm every day or an extraordinary orgasm once a month?
Once a month.
Which emojis would you use to break up with somebody via text message?
The plane flying away.
If you had to sing one song lyric to steal America's heart, what would it be?
It would be anything by Linkin Park.
Wow. Show us your most orgasmic dance move right now.
Dance move?
Yeah, do it. He's doing it.
We'll narrate for the listeners.
He's setting down his mic. He's going down somewhere. Okay.
Oh my word!
Yes.
That's some crap shit.
No, everybody's rock hard.
Yeah, actually,
that was fast and furious.
Yeah, because I come hard and fast.
I felt it.
Yeah, I don't got time to not come fast.
No. Gotta get your dick out of the bottle, quick.
Yeah.
So it's a couple of follow-ups.
Thank you. It's time for the follow-ups.
It is. After the rapid comes the follow-up. I did like your game face. You were dialed in. Ottoman, I think, is probably the most popular answer.
Yeah.
Is that just the most popular comedic answer? Is that why?
No, I think when people just go, I don't know what it is.
There's something about an ottoman that begs it.
Yes.
That ottoman is doing this the whole time, doing the finger. So they'll come hither.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's because when you're sitting on the couch, it's like at crotch level, and the corners are usually kind of soft.
Yeah. It's the most accessible piece.
That's like what I would guess.
And also, at the end of the day, I'm basic as hell. And I am going to say what everyone says.
That's true. But I think everyone thinks couch, and then they say, I don't want to be too basic. So like you just said, they think couch? No. Ottoman.
Is it always the first question is furniture?
No.
Oh,
no,
we
also, because if it was as first one, I was like...
I liked when you said the emoji would be the plane taking off.
Yeah, oh, definitely. Yeah. That hit for everyone.
Yeah. Yeah, I liked it because it was like, not only am I taking off, but I'm like... heading up.
Yep.
You know, like there's like a lot of subtext there. Like I'm leaving you in the dust.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. It's also maybe not totally clear.
Yeah.
You might have to follow up.
There'd be a follow-up phone call.
Yes. Yeah. Like, oh, you going on a trip?
I disagree.
Oh, sorry to your Guy Fieri restaurant.
I should be more clear. I sent you that and I thought it was very clear, but now that I think about it, we're breaking up.
I disagree. If I got that standalone message, I'd be like,
I've sent
it's
that
over.
I've sent that with nothing else to people. That's a fun emoji for me at the end of the day.
Yeah, but if you're in a relationship.
Right.
I mean, you send that emoji to me like, what, twice a day?
Mm-hmm.
But we're friends, so I don't take it that way. I'm like, you landed. You landed in Cancun. You should be calling.
He's trying to tell you something, darling.
And then you don't.
The friendship has flown away. Oh
dear. The orgasmic dance move was very sexy.
It was
gross. It was a little too comedic.
I feel like I saw a glint in your eye when you stood up that you said, I'm gonna do something orgasmic.
Because I'll be real, I love to dance. And I don't think that was me dancing at my full potential.
All right.
Well, you can't fuck a joke, but you can suck on one.
That is the truth. You've been coming up with words with the put in your hands, put in your mouth, you can put in your genitals. You got a lot of great words of wisdom.
Honestly, I feel sometimes like, what's that thing? Reincarnation.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like it's happening to me.
Oh, for real?
Do you believe in reincarnation?
No. But I do sometimes
I believe
feel
we
like
die
I've
in
lived
the end.
So many lives. Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, I don't believe in it, but I can't help being very wise.
Sometimes you can't just help being reincarnated, even if you refuse to believe in it.
Yeah, I refuse to believe in it, and then I get reincarnated, and I'm like, fuck
you.
Yeah. It pisses me off, and it makes me sick.
Yeah. What do you say we get it wet?
I'd like to.
Let's get it wet.
Yeah, let's do it.
Ooh, make it wet.
Yes. So what we do here, Haas is going to judge us.
Please.
This is his favorite part where he gets to judge us. We're going to take passages that were not written to be sexy at all, and we're going to try to read them in our most sensual voices possible.
Cheers. So we take set the sounds.
What a sloppy pass off for me. I'm just standing there dangling.
I thought it was like choose one.
Like drying out my drawers.
Choose your own adventure.
So we got to make it sexy.
Yeah.
Yes.
Haas, what's our source material today?
It's actually perfect because it's a bit of a callback from stuff we've been talking about earlier in the night. So we're going to be learning about human gas. That's
fuck
right.
Yeah.
Flatulence, mm-hmm, guys. Mm-hmm. We each have a gassy paragraph. Murph, take us away. Toot, toot.
All right.
There are a lot of ways to describe excessive gas, burping, belching, flatulence, and bloating. While what you call it might not seem to matter, being able to identify where gas starts and where it ends can help you treat painful or embarrassing symptoms.
What?
Wow.
Wow.
That was really sexy.
What is it? It sounded like maybe you were like literally passing a kidney stone.
Yes, I was. I was trying to fart my way through that one. Where is this pulled from? The Wikipedia article on gas? Is this medical advice? I don't even know.
I don't know. Oz just brings them in.
Who's up next?
We're going to do Diana next. So burp up some facts, girl.
Don't mind if I do. For example, burping and belching usually refers to gas that escapes from the mouth, while flatulence or farting is intestinal gas that escapes from the rectum. Bloating is used to describe the sensation of excess stomach gas that has not yet been released.
Oh, wow. Goodness gracious.
Honestly, like, yeah, I want to fuck that fart.
But definitely. So also demand to know the author of this, of who would you be describing this to?
Let's actually, this is a reminder to me when I edit this later. Let's isolate what James just said, and we'll just repeat that throughout the show.
Yeah, fuck that fart.
Fuck that fart.
I want to fuck that fart. I love to fuck a fart.
Well,
wait,
hey,
here's a question.
Please.
If you could fuck a fart, would you fuck a fart?
You mean if the gas materialized in a way that was like,
you
a
know,
tube sock between the two couch cushions?
Yeah.
I mean, I've told you my standard.
Fuck yeah.
I'll fuck any fart once.
I like
that's
a stinky
thing.
Time too. You know, it's like you're raw, you're going.
That's
for
the thing.
It.
You do want a stinky time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fuck yeah. You want to know? You want some proof?
I want some proof that we're alive and we stink.
Yeah.
All right, guys. So bring this up in the rear is James, who's gonna bloat Murph and Diana out of the water.
Wow.
Some gas after eating. And releasing it through belching or flatulence is normal. Most people produce as many as 1 to 4 pints of gas a day, which they pass about 14 times a day. However, if you're experiencing painful gas and the embarrassment of chronic and foul-smelling flatulence, you can start to play detective and try to eliminate the cause.
Somebody stop me.
Oh, there he is.
Okay.
There he is.
Hello. Right. Smoking.
Oh, my God. You, like, literally, your strep throat just burned off.
Yeah, and also,
I saw your eyes come alive.
I legit just came after that.
Yes.
After your own reading?
Yeah.
Oh,
no, after the mask reference.
The mask got to go.
Luckily, I'm wearing my cum diaper.
Yep. What is a cum diaper?
What's a cum diaper? It's just a band-aid around your dick.
Yep.
Oh, shit. I thought it was an ankle sock.
I mean, you know, you fashion what you can with what you got. If you got a band-aid, great. If not, get an
it's
ankle
a big
sock.
That's a good size band-aid.
It's gotta be a big band-aid.
Oh, it's so
one of those,
big.
Like, cut your
it's one of those, yep. Oh, you know it.
The butterfly. Yeah.
You're
yeah.
A butterfly. Sugar.
Yeah.
Band-aid.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's got a little.
Yeah, it's, oh, God, it's such a big band-aid.
It's got Ninja Turtles on it.
That's
that band-aid's
so
fucking big. It's crazy. Holy shit.
That's a sad thought. You know what else is sad?
Yes.
We gotta say goodbye to James.
And to our wonderful audience. Thank you so much for coming out.
You guys are great. Give yourselves a round of applause.
Please do.
Drink that milk.
Drink that milk.
Eat the milk, boys.
You guys out there do not have to say goodbye to Boner. Follow him at James B. Dwyer and peep jamesbdwyer.com.
And come back here every Friday night, 10:30 p.m. to see James put that band-aid on with the law firm.
Don't miss a big dumb thing right here every first Wednesday of the month at 11 p.m. Thanks, James.
Thank you,
Oz.
Thank you, Oz.
Thank
you, Brandon and LeBeau.
We love you.
Thank you, everyone. Good night.
This has been a UCB Comedy production. Check out our other shows on the UCB Comedy Podcast Network.